Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government issues operational guidelines for implementation of model solar village under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. One model village to be created in every district. IIT Madras tops National Institutional Ranking Framework 2024 in overall category. Indian Institute of Science Bengaluru ranked 1 in university category. Retail inflation eases to nearly 5-year low of 3.54% in July. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri discusses bilateral issues of mutual interest with Foreign Minister of Nepal in Kathmandu. And IMD forecasts very heavy rain over central, northeastern and southern parts of the country for next 2 days. The government has issued operational guidelines for the implementation of the model solar village under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. The new and renewable energy ministry in a statement today said, under the scheme, emphasis has been placed on creating one model solar village per district across the country. The ministry said that a total financial outlay of 800 crore rupees has been allocated for this component. It said in order to be considered under this scheme, a village must be a revenue village with a population size above 5,000 or 2,000 for special category states. The ministry said the villages will be assessed on their overall distributed renewable energy capacity installed within 6 months after the declaration of potential candidates by the district level committee. IIT Madras has been ranked on top in the National Institutional Ranking Framework NIRF 2024 for higher educational institutes in the overall category. The Indian Institute of Science IISc Bengaluru has been placed second and IIT Bombay is in third position in the overall category in India Rankings 2024, which was released today by Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Minister said ranking and accreditation are key features of the National Education Policy 2020 and all educational institutions must come under this regime. He said there are more than 58,000 educational institutes in the country and 6,500 have come under the NIRF regime.
अभी तक इसको मिला के 9th एडिशन की एनआईआरएफ की रैंकिंग हुई है 16 कैटेगरी में इस बार रैंकिंग किया गया 3 नए कैटेगरी को इस बार जोड़ा भी गया है आने वाले दिनों में रैंकिंग बहुआयामी हो उसको भी ध्यान रखा जाएगा जो एक्रेडिटेशन प्रोसेस है उसमें भी काफी रिफॉर्म किया गया है काफी उसको ट्रांसपेरेंट किया गया है
इन द यूनिवर्सिटी कैटेगरी द टॉप 3 पोजीशंस आर हेल्ड बाय द इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ साइंस बेंगलुरु जवाहरलाल नेहरू यूनिवर्सिटी न्यू दिल्ली एंड जामिया मिलिया Islamia, New Delhi. In West Bengal, strike and protests by junior doctors across the state are continuing following the rape and murder of an on-duty lady doctor at a medical college and hospital in Kolkata. A report.
Medical services are being hampered by the ongoing strikes of junior doctors at government medical colleges and hospitals across the West Bengal. They are demanding stringent punishment of the culprits who are responsible for the gruesome rape and murder of a second-year PGT lady doctor at Arjikar Medical College in Kolkata. Resident doctors have called for strikes at all government hospitals throughout the state. OPD and emergency services are being affected at these medical facilities. Meanwhile, Sandeep Ghosh has resigned from the post of the principal of Arjikar Medical College. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said the case will be handed over to CBI if no conclusion is reached till next Sunday. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, AIIMS Delhi today said emergency services are functioning normally amidst nationwide strike by resident doctors over the incident at Arjikar Medical College in West Bengal. It said in a statement that OPD services will function on a restricted basis till normalcy is restored. RML Hospital in the national capital has also made a contingency plan so that patient care services are minimally disrupted. The Delhi hospitals that are on indefinite strike include Safdarjung Hospital, Lady Harding Medical College, and Maulana Azad Medical College. In Bihar, 7 people lost their lives in a stampede at the Siddheshwarnath temple in Jahanabad district. 16 others were injured in the tragic incident. The injured have been admitted to Jahanabad hospital. Jahanabad SP Arvind Pratap Singh said stampede broke out following an altercation between local vendors and devotees over some issue last night. Our correspondent reports that a large number of devotees had gathered at the temple to offer prayers in view of the fourth Monday of the Holy month of Shravan. Senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad has criticized the Congress over the fresh row over the Hindenburg report, saying the Congress party, its allies and the toolkit gang have conspired together to usher in economic anarchy and instability in India. Briefing media in New Delhi today, he accused the Congress of destabilizing the Indian stock market and wanting to stop the capital investment of small investors.
JPC Lao, inquiry karao, Bharat ke पूरे स्टॉक मार्केट को क्रैश कराओ, छोटे इन्वेस्टर्स के पूंजी निवेश को समाप्त कराओ, भारत में कोई आर्थिक निवेश न हो विदेश का, FII और FDI वो सबको रोको, बिकॉज इंडियन इन्वेस्टमेंट सिनारियो इज नॉट ए सेफ पोजीशन, ये है इनकी सोच.
On the Hindenburg report and the allegation leveled against the SEBI chief, Congress leader Pawan Khera asked when the SEBI would give a point-wise reply to the issues raised by Hindenburg. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a high-level bilateral meeting with his New Zealand counterpart Todd McClay and his delegation in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussion centered on sharing information about the agricultural priorities of both countries and exploring new avenues for partnership. The meeting also touched upon the importance of technical cooperation in research and development, especially in horticulture and cage fisheries. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met with Foreign Minister of Nepal, Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, in Kathmandu and discussed wide-ranging issues of various aspects of the multifaceted cooperation between the two countries. During the engagements, both sides also reviewed the progress made in various bilateral initiatives and developmental projects and opportunities for further collaboration. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri was on a two-day visit to Nepal on the 11th and 12th of August. This was the Foreign Secretary's first visit to Nepal after assuming office last month.
During the second and last day of the two-day official visit to Nepal, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri paid a courtesy call to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh. They discussed matters concerning urban development, waste management, restoration of cleanliness of River Bagmati and Vishnumati, and other sanitation-related issues. During the day, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri paid a courtesy call to Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, the two discussed matters of bilateral interest. Acknowledging India as Nepal's significant partner in security, infrastructure, energy and water resources sector, the Home Minister thanked India for its contribution to the enhancement of competency of Nepal's security forces and the infrastructure development. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir has renewed the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for capacity building of 1,000 Maldives civil services officers during the period 2024 to 2029. The MOU was renewed on the 9th of this month in the capital of the Maldives. This renewed partnership will continue to enhance the capabilities of Maldives civil servants in public policy, governance and field administration. It will further strengthen the ties between India and the Maldives. Retail inflation for July this year eased to a 59-month low of 3.54% year-on-year basis. As per the data released today by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, consumer price index for last month declined, mainly due to fall in prices of vegetables, fruits and spices. Food inflation for July 2024 was the lowest since June last year. As per the data last month, food inflation was 5.42%. India's industrial production grew 4.2% in June this year. The growth rates of three sectors, mining, manufacturing and electricity, have registered a growth of 10.3%, 2.6% and 8.6% for the month of June 2024. Gross direct tax collections from April 1 to August 11th have increased by 23.99% over the same period of the previous year, reaching 8.13 lakh crore rupees. The Income Tax Department said collections were 6.55 lakh crore rupees during the same period last year. Net collections were recorded at 6.93 lakh crore rupees, reflecting an increase of 22.48%. The government today said Kharif crops have been sown in more than 979 lakh hectares. The Agriculture Ministry said in a statement that 331.78 lakh hectares of area coverage under paddy have been reported compared to 318.16 lakh hectares during the corresponding period of last year. Over 117 lakh hectares of area coverage under pulses has been reported compared to 110.08 lakh hectares in the corresponding period of last year. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert warning for central, northeastern and southern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, isolated heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, east and northeast India for the next 7 days. Talking exclusively to Akashwani, IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said red alert warning has been issued for east Rajasthan and the western part of Madhya Pradesh today. Life has been badly affected in 7 eastern districts of Rajasthan due to heavy to very heavy rain occurring in the last 3 days. More from our correspondent.
Life has come to a standstill due to continuous rain. Rivers and drains are in spate. Many roads have been blocked. Rail traffic has also been affected at some places. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma visited affected areas in Jaipur this evening. He appealed to the citizens to stay away from waterlogged areas and be conscious. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued red and orange alerts for very heavy rain for Tonk, Sawai Madhopur, Kota, Karoli, Jaipur, Dholpur, Dosa, Bundi and Bara districts. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In the Kashmir Valley, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today flagged off the Tiranga Yatra in Srinagar. He also joined the public representatives, officials and thousands of citizens in a walkathon from the International Convention Centre to the Botanical Garden on the outskirts of Srinagar city. Speaking on the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor said the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in J&K has grown to be a people's movement. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government issues operational guidelines for implementation of model solar village under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. One model village to be created in every district. IIT Madras tops National Institutional Ranking Framework 2024 in overall category. Indian Institute of Science Bengaluru ranked 1 in university category. Retail inflation eases to nearly 5-year low of 3.54% in July. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri discusses bilateral issues of mutual interest with Foreign Minister of Nepal in Kathmandu. And IMD forecasts very heavy rain over central, northeastern and southern parts of the country for the next 2 days. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.